Okay, thank you, Tiffany. And now we're going down in scale a bit from Texas A&M. I want to point out I was chair of this department from 1996 to 2002, and currently Doug Tallamy is the chair, and I did get some input from him in preparing this this talk. Okay, a little bit about the history of the department. The Delaware Ag Experiment Station was started in 1888 as part of the University of Delaware, so we do have an experiment station and then also the private portion of the university. So the Department of Entomology started in 1925. And really a key change for us came in 1963 when Dale Bray was chair and decided to really focus on the environmental and ecological aspects of entomology. So he and his co-workers at the time changed the name of the department to the Department of Entomology and Applied Ecology. He hired, the department at that point, hired an avian ecologist as a regular faculty member. And as a result of this emphasis on ecology, in 1976, we had 91 undergraduate entomology majors, which was, I believe, at that time the largest in the country. But we have to admit, this was at a time when environmentalism was at an early peak, and there was a great deal of interest in ecology. And most of the people who were entomology majors in our department were interested really in the applied ecology side of things. Now, since that time, during the 1980s, when I came in 1981, the number of majors was way down, and you may remember that those dark days when business was king and nobody really cared about ecology or the environment. That did come back, however, and there still was a core of people interested in wildlife and wildlife conservation. In 1991, we added a concentration of wildlife conservation within the major of entomology, which really makes absolutely no sense, but it allowed us to focus on those students who were really interested in ecology, and we're not seeing that in the biology department. Even though we're in ag and natural resources, there is a biology department, but they're almost completely focused on molecular and cellular aspects of biology. They do still have a couple of ecologists, and they teach the general ecology course, but it's really been reduced, unfortunately. During the 1990s, we added two additional wildlife faculty, and unfortunately, we did have to reduce our number of entomology faculty to do this, but we felt it was worth it. We had this wildlife conservation core. We felt that we really couldn't offer that as a major without at least three core wildlife faculty. So we did do that, make those changes, and then in 1999 added wildlife conservation as a major, which made our students interested in that very happy. We changed our course rubric from ENTO to ENWIC at that point too, which sort of psychologically made a difference as well. And in 2003, we changed the name of the department to the Department of Entomology and Wildlife Ecology. So at present, we have 107 wildlife conservation majors, and we have 11 entomology majors, three of whom are double majors. So this is how we've managed to survive, basically. At this point, we're one of the few entomology majors left in the eastern United States, at least in the mid-Atlantic region. And our numbers of entomology majors have been relatively steady for a number of years at around 10 to 15 majors. The ones we do get tend to be those majors who, those people who in fifth grade said they wanted to be entomology majors. A lot of them when they, and they're few, they're not many, but when they come, and when it comes time to find a place to major and go to the university, some of them will end up at Delaware. For example, one of our alumni has this quote, "I chose Delaware because it was one of the only ones close to home where I could study exactly what I wanted to without settling for another major." So I think we've really benefited by maintaining the entomology undergraduate major. There are those students, that's what they want to major in, and they're not going to settle for plant pathology or anything else. Now the entomology courses that are required, a lot of them cross over between the wildlife conservation and the entomology majors, and that has helped us a lot as well. We really try to emphasize the fact that insects are a very important part of wildlife. Insects are wildlife. We've been telling our students that for years. So both majors come in and take our new student seminar, which has about 20 or so majors, wildlife conservation plus entomology, and a few other majors that we have. And this helps them to bond, and they not only do they learn about the resources in the university, but they also see what some working wildlife people and entomologists are doing. Again, the importance of seeing what real people out in the working world are doing with this major. Both majors take elements of entomology, our introductory course, which is also available as a science requirement for arts and sciences majors as well. So it is a good recruiting tool for us. We do get people coming into the major from that course. The entomology laboratory, however, is only required for ento majors, as is structure and function. But the insect taxonomy and identification course is required for both majors. So this is rather unusual for a wildlife major. We also have field taxonomy, and then both majors take our senior capstone experience. Additional credits for entomology majors, they have to take 6 additional credits. Some of the courses that we teach that can be included are listed here. Actually it's medical, veterinary, and forensic entomology, so we try to grab some of those students. Biological control, insect pest management, larval taxonomy, behavioral ecology. Of those 6 credits, 3 of them can be wildlife. So our entomology students also end up taking wildlife management or ornithology or herpetology, mammalogy, and so on, which they love. We have a joint major with plant science called plant protection. This is the traditional IPM major. It encompasses plant path, insect pest management, weed management, and so on. We currently have 2 people in this major, so not a large major. We used to have a lot. Recently, we've had a few each year. However, I will say it's a very flexible major. They can take courses in plant science or in entomology, and the ones who do go through that are focused. They go on and get master's degrees. They get jobs in industry, which we have a lot of in Delaware, DuPont, all kinds of industries, or extension or government. So I think it's a useful major, even though it's small. I mentioned our wildlife conservation majors do take entomology courses. We require them to take introductory entomology and insect taxonomy. And hard as it is to believe, most wildlife programs don't require any entomology, which is, you know, hard to believe. But because of this, we really are unique in terms of our wildlife conservation program. We also have other courses available to fulfill group options, some of the ones listed here, the laboratory, field tax, biocontrol, and others. Very often, they'll minor in entomology with a major in wildlife conservation, and some of them do double major as well. On the converse side, many of our entomology students will minor in wildlife conservation, so another way of keeping the unity. Having that entomology coursework gives our wildlife students an edge when they go out to look for either graduate programs or for jobs in the field. As I mentioned, most wildlife programs require no entomology. Our students have been accepted into graduate programs or gotten wildlife jobs because of their entomological knowledge. Even though it's somewhat limited, they have insect taxonomy, so that's a good start. They get jobs in research, nature education, that's a big one. If you don't know insects, it's really hard to be effective in that area. And then also government positions. People will be looking for someone in wildlife, but they need someone who knows about the foods that birds or other organisms are eating. And lo and behold, insects are very important. So our current department faculty, full-time, we have 3 full-time wildlife biologists on the faculty. At present, there are only 4 of us who are entomologists who are full-time faculty. However, 2 recently retired, including Dewey Karen, who many of you know, I'm sure. And we're currently trying to replace these if the budgets don't catch up with us. In addition, we have professionals and extension people both in the entomology area and in the wildlife area to sort of fill out our traditional entomology functions. To put us in the context of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, you can see in terms of faculty, the biggest department is Plant and Soil Sciences, the yellow bar on the right, Second biggest is animal and food sciences on the left. And then the third is the teal bar, which is food and resource economics. So we're down in terms of number of faculty, down with bioresources engineering. In terms of student majors, however, the big one is animal science. And they're all pre-vet, and they all want to be vets, and few of them end up vets. So we try to get them, especially if they're interested in animals, and they didn't realize that animal science meant animals that you eat and not animals that you love, which wildlife conservation is. But in terms of numbers of students, as you can see, we're second in terms of the number of majors, most of them wildlife conservation majors. Again, way down from the number of animal science majors, but still more than the other departments. So this is good in terms of the way we're viewed by the faculty, and in terms of, you know, our value to the college. The undergraduate student credit hours taught per full-time equivalent faculty, entomology and wildlife ecology, is way above the college average, which has its pluses and its minuses. You know, we do a lot of teaching, and that can be a negative thing when we're trying to get our research done. But certainly in terms of instructional expenditure per student credit hour, we're very cheap for the administration. So they're not trying to get rid of us, that's for sure. And we hope that we can parlay this into more faculty. Certainly trying. Our average SAT scores for first-time freshmen compare favorably to the college as a whole. They've often been a little bit above. And again, where are those students coming from? These wildlife conservation students, you know, originally, as you said, or Tom, most of our students came from the farm. We still have a lot of farms in Delaware, but not many are coming to the College of Agriculture with that kind of background in terms of the total numbers. So the wildlife conservation majors, you know, we have to admit a lot of them got their knowledge from the Discovery Channel more than anything else. They see these wonderful animals out there. But on the other hand, most of them really like to be outside, and they're really interested in nature. So they're kind of pre-adapted to be entomology majors. Undergraduate research is a very big thing at the University of Delaware. The summer after their sophomore year, so relatively early, they can go into the Science and Engineering Scholars Program if they have a grade point average, I think it's 3.2 and above. And then after their junior year, a lot of them will do a senior thesis. So with our students and interested faculty, for the most part, all of our really good students get research projects, and we also get some coming from biology, because there they have a huge number of majors and not that many faculty who are able to assist them with projects. Another thing that we really use to our advantage to recruit students is study abroad. Again, University of Delaware likes to say that they invented study abroad. They were actually the first study abroad program anywhere in 1923. And last year we received this prestigious award for innovation in international education. A lot of this is because we have a 5-week winter session from January through early February. Students will often come and take something like calculus. They take it 5 days a week, you know, and very intensive. So they can take a lot of those courses. But the other thing they can do is study abroad. And our department has been very active recently in offering study abroad programs during this winter session. And they work wonderfully for both entomology and wildlife. So Doug Tallamy has been going to Costa Rica with a group of students each winter session for the last couple of years. Jake Bowman has been going to Tanzania, and you can imagine what a wonderful recruiting tool that is for wildlife conservation and entomology and just anybody, biology students, students from all over the university. And he goes with John Cox, who's a photographer, so it really works well. And then on alternate years, Bowman and Cox have been going to Antarctica. That's gotten very expensive, or it always was very expensive. I think they're going to substitute Australia next year, which also should be a good drawing card. And then Greg Shriver is going to the Galapagos in Ecuador, and then Susan Whitney King, who's an entomologist, is taking a group of students to Puerto Rico this winter. Another thing that allows us to recruit students very well is our facilities. This shows Townsend Hall, which is where most of our offices and labs are, and also many of our classrooms for our upper level classes. You can see that right adjacent to the building, we have the farm. We have greenhouses, we have gardens. And then if you just go beyond the edge of the picture, we have what we call our ecology woods, 40-acre woodlot. So it's really very nice. You have a group of students who love going outside, they love getting their hands dirty, and we can take them out in our classes and collect insects. And in the wildlife classes, they can tag squirrels and do all kinds of great hands-on things. We also have a new Middletown Research and Education Center, and then also our traditional Research and Education Center in Sussex County. These are our three counties in Delaware. Not a large place. With the department recently, we've developed the Center for Managed Ecosystems. The mission, as you can see here, to increase the ability of human-dominated ecosystems to support biodiversity. And this is something that there's a great deal of interest in. Delaware, like many of your areas, are increasingly suburbanized and urbanized, and yet we really want to maintain biodiversity and even enhance it as best we can. We have funding from the U.S. Forest Service through Vince D'Amico, who's a forest entomologist who is housed in our department. And really this helps too to provide a research theme and again kind of draw together the two sides of the department. So this graphic shows a little bit about how we feel about our department and kind of the themes around which it's built. Again, biology doesn't really have much in the way of whole organism biology and ecology. And so if people are really interested in that, they eventually find their way to our department. Also, the conservation of biodiversity and interactions between humans and other species is a major theme for us, not only in the rural landscape, but also suburban and urban landscapes. Just a couple of examples of programs that we feel span both areas, the wildlife conservation and the entomology. My program on biological control of invasive weeds, this is mile-a-minute weed. It's a polygonum, which has become a huge issue in the mid-Atlantic region. Our Chinese weevil, which feeds on this and looks like it's going to be quite a successful biocontrol agent. This captures a lot of student interest. If they're wildlife students, they're interested in plants, they're interested in wildlife habitats. And so they can see how this is another situation where you have species interacting in the wildlife. Doug Tallamy, our department chair, is very interested, along with his many students and the rest of us in the department, on the impact of alien plants or non-native plants on insect communities. Recently, he's written this book, Bringing Nature Home, which has really gotten a lot of interest in the community. And then just another example, Chris Williams is one of our wildlife biologists. He works on waterfowl population dynamics. However, he's got two students, one working on the effects of forested riparian corridors on invasive plant presence and macroinvertebrates, and then another on the effect of native tree placement along an edge gradient on invertebrate biodiversity, and this is part of the Center for Managed Ecosystems. So in summary, we have about 10 to 15 undergraduate entomology majors. If that's all we had, that might raise some questions in the administrative thought process. However, with 100 or more wildlife majors plus our somewhat small but high quality entomology major program, we're fine, we're golden. We do feel the combination is enriching. It doesn't hardly ever feel like a stretch to us. And it really does not preclude the traditional entomology department activities, including economic entomology. We have Chuck Mason's corn borer on the left here and Susan Whitney King's termites here, and that fits in fine. You know, insects are great research tools, and a lot of our students love working with them. And then also Charlie Bartlett's systematics of the Delphacids is illustrated here as well. So that seems to fit in very well. So happy to take questions if there's time. Thank you.
30 seconds.
Yeah?
Just real quickly, what's the difference between your insect taxonomy and field taxonomy?
Okay, the difference between insect taxonomy and field taxonomy. The insect taxonomy is primarily a lecture course. It has a lab, but it does not have a collection component. So it's lecture lab, but no collection. And the field taxonomy is a collecting, basically making a huge collection solely. Okay, thank you very much.